From Little Rock, I'm Stephen Cook with Arkansongs. The musical relationship between Johnny Cash and Bob Dylan is little recorded, scarcely explored, despite their iconic status. But the meeting of these minds in the 1960s would affect the musical direction of both, and a friendship emerged. Cash said he first took note of Dylan when Dylan's first album came out in early 1962. Both artists were on Columbia Records. By the time The Free Will and Bob Dylan came out in 1963, Cash was listening to the record backstage, both to wind up before and cool down after concerts. Cash actually wrote Dylan a letter saying how much he liked Dylan's songs, and the pair began a mail correspondence until they finally met at the Newport Folk Festival in July 1964.
Well, you ask me if I'll forget my baby. I guess I will someday. I don't like it, but I guess things happen that way. You ask.
Another mid-1960s meeting between Johnny Cash and Bob Dylan was captured by filmmaker D.A. Pennebaker. However, this, along with Pennebaker's other footage of Dylan's hard-rocking 1966 UK tour with the Hawks, has been rarely screened legitimately. It had been planned as a sequel of sorts to Pennebaker's film Don't Look Back, which chronicled Dylan's 1965 European tour. But Dylan's own edit of the film, called Eat the Document, was considered too non-linear for TV audiences by the American television executives who had commissioned it. Johnny Cash would record such Bob Dylan songs as It Ain't Me, Babe, Forever Young, Don't Think Twice, It's All Right, and Wanted Man, and the pair would sing One Too Many Mornings, among others. But the climax of these two American musical icons' collaboration was on Dylan's Nashville Skyline album from 1969. Cash wrote the poetic album liner notes, which won him a Grammy Award. The album's opener is a duet between Dylan and Cash called Girl from the North Country. The Johnny Cash Show, on network TV at the time, featured Dylan in a rare U.S. television appearance performing I Threw It All Away, also from the Nashville Skyline album. Dylan had surprised many with his tuneful singing on the record and by his using such noted Nashville pickers as Charlie McCoy, Pete Drake, and Charlie Daniels.
Okay. Well, I am weak.
Heard on this episode are outtakes from Johnny Cash and Bob Dylan's 1969 Nashville Skyline sessions. Cash later called the subsequent European bootlegging of the session an unpleasant experience for Bob and me both. There's a song or two that's good enough to put out, but there's not an album there. In addition to cutting their duet Girl from the North Country, the pair tried several other songs on for size. They included standards such as Matchbox, Tea for Texas, That's All Right Mama, and You Are My Sunshine. Here, Cash and Dylan sing the gospel chestnut, Just a Closer Walk with Thee, some years before Dylan's noted conversion to Christianity and trio of Christian-oriented recordings. They also ran through such Cash titles as Ring of Fire, heard earlier, I Guess Things Happen That Way, Big River, I Still Miss Someone, and Walk the Line. Johnny Cash championed Bob Dylan at a time when it could benefit Cash very little. Many in the Nashville establishment perceived Dylan as a threat to their way of life, just as did the folk music community. But Cash and others have noted that Dylan brought notice to Nashville and opened it up to fields beyond country music. It was welcome attention that, according to Cash, a lot of Cash's peers did not give Dylan credit for. And unlike the forced musical pairings by record labels, Dylan and Cash seemed to genuinely like one another. Their mutual admiration seemed sincere. Dylan recorded Train of Love for a 2002 Cash tribute album, and of Cash, Dylan said, Johnny's voice was so big, he made the world grow small. And even late in life, Cash said he still regarded the Free Will and Bob Dylan album as one of his desert island picks, and Cash kept Dylan's letters in a vault after all those decades. But despite what we have on record, the possibilities of the collaboration between Johnny Cash and Bob Dylan remains tantalizingly unfulfilled. From Little Rock, I'm Stephen Cook with Arkansongs.